This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good evening, you're locked in to The Pulse, the show that brings you the latest in the music world and fresh new music. My name's Daryl Ong, together with Hanif.
Yep, just now you heard Dying Breed from The Killers, taken from their new album Imploding the Mirage. And earlier in the show, we were discussing about a report that said that more than half of UK musicians are considering leaving the music industry. What can be done to help musicians stay in the industry amid the pandemic? Maybe you can tweet us your thoughts at bfm.mine.
And if you want to WhatsApp, you can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Okay, we're going to be talking now about the swift decline of pop music, something that has been going on for years now. This is off the back of a very interesting op-ed that I read on The Atlantic, where they celebrated a decade since Katy Perry's album Teenage Dream, which is highly regarded as her breakthrough album, scored 5 Billboard Hot 100 number one singles, earning gold and platinum certifications all over the globe. But ever since then, according to the op-ed, no artist or album has epitomized pop music like Teenage Dreams. Katy Perry was the definition of a pop star during that era. She was kind of everywhere in pop culture, right? Music was simple and silly, and I mean silly in a good way. And her music kind of bridged the generation gap, you know, kids and adults. Both loved her, bopping along to Katy Perry at the karaoke or at the Starbucks. What I want to talk about today is about the apparent decline or death of the pop star. So Teenage Dream, it kind of arrived amid a wave of female pop singers selling their own characters. It was a third album, but she was kind of a newcomer at that time. Lady Gaga was, you know, singing and roaring EDM operas. Beyoncé had her alter ego, Sasha Fierce. Nicki Minaj flipped through personalities wearing anime silhouettes and fuchsia patterns. Glittered up Kesha babbled her battle cries. But if we think about that era, the year 2010, 10 years on, what's happening now? Rihanna has put her music career on pause while building her fashion and makeup empire. Beyonce has turned the focus to richly textured visual albums, which is another topic by itself, but I like it, visual albums. But these kind of things don't really spawn or create monster hits, right?
Yeah, your catchy singles.
Lady Gaga, after a long detour away from dance floor, has only recently returned to her old sounds of her early days. Taylor Swift, another big pop star, keeps reinventing herself with greater seriousness, especially with her latest drop, Folklore. And I don't know, there just seems to be like a huge difference between what pop music was 10 years ago and what the pop star is 10 years ago,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, when you told me that you're going to do this topic, I was trying to think hard about who are the pop artists or who are the pop celebrities
of today.
Right? And I struggle to think of a big name that is big enough to be as prominent as, say, for example, during our era, Britney Spears, right?
Britney Spears.
Yeah, or Madonna.
Madonna, like, or Elvis Presley, right? Taking it back to yesteryears. Yes, there's no, like, I guess Bruno Mars. Can channel some of that, but that is an exception, right?
But Bruno Mars was also around the time when all the other pop artists were around, right? The names that you mentioned earlier, right?
True that.
Yeah, Taylor Swift was to an extent, but I guess you were right in saying that Taylor Swift has also slightly shifted.
She's more serious, right?
Yeah, shifted her trajectory into a different direction slightly, right? Yeah.
Because pop music back in the day, you take the Beatles, I Want to Hold Your Hand, right? Such a simple song, such an infectious song, you can sing along. I don't know if you can sing along to Folklore. Can you?
I don't think so. That's Billie Eilish. She did well recently. I mean, you know, Grammys and everything. Yeah.
More points about her later on in the story. But I want to take you to the Billboard Top 100 charts, because that is the benchmark and the gauge of what most music consumers consider to be a music star, right? Mm. So let's talk about Billie Eilish now. She's the pop star, definitely, of the moment, but it's kind of music with a sad and sleepy edge. The charts today is political and emo rap. Hip-hop and R&B tends to dominate the charts these days. And not just that, but the same kind of artists are on these charts all year long, right? The likes of Drake, Cardi B, Post Malone. I guess gone were the days where pop music was, I guess, the bright bubblegum art that is Katy Perry's The Teenage Dream, or if you think about the meme song Carly Rae Jepsen's Call Me Maybe. Simple, infectious, sing along. Rather, today we have like Ariana Grande's Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored, a heart-hitting trap beat kind of tune. On the other side of the spectrum though, when Katy Perry was on the rise, you have artists such as Pink, former pop star Kelly Clarkson, Ashley Simpson, Errol Levine, all scoring hits, massive pop hits, but mostly inspired by mosh pits. Gwen Stefani moved from a rock band front woman to a dance floor diva, and I would say she's kind of like in the middle. Like she's kind of made it as a pop star, but then again, there's that stigma, right? She used to be No Doubt.
Yeah.
She was the front woman of No Doubt.
Yeah, funny that the names that you mentioned are all, I guess, artists that have that slightly popish but has that also punkish attitude.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, I definitely listen to almost all of them that you described precisely because of that. I remember, I guess, getting a bit upset with Avril when she started being a lot more pop rather than a lot more punkish. Yeah, I know.
Skater boy days are behind her.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay. And then I was young back then. I was like a bit more, I was a bit upset by it.
You were upset by it. Yeah. But I guess at the end of the day, pop music dying, just that phrase, is kind of funny and potentially controversial. Also, you know, I know I'll get a lot of hate for saying pop music is dying, but it's a funny thing to consider because, you know, most people look at pop music as, you know, by definition, whatever is popular. In one sense, correct. But also pop refers to a certain compositional style and tradition, go-to chord structures and you know, similar tropes. Silly, simple and infectious is the way I'll put it. You know, think of guys like Elvis, Michael Jackson, for example. So how did pop came about, you know, the definition of pop. So back then, rhythm and blues, rock and roll, folk music, and as all these other genres evolve and progress, the music industry had to nail down and combine all these elements together into a tidy, neatly produced package with the intention of making money. These days, the community and industry leaders are more open to accepting, I guess, internet celebrities, SoundCloud musicians, artists such as Keisha, Carly Rae Jepsen, growing to artists, and they're huge, but with a devoted cult following as opposed to a global superstar like Elvis or the Beatles or Michael Jackson, right? There are special exceptions, of course. Like we mentioned earlier on, Bruno Mars has perfected that pop formula to great success. But with the emergence of new music, we also had a decline in the main genre of pop for a while. We had a couple of songs that became popular or viral for a month, but hasn't stuck as a top 10 for the year, with hip-hop, rap and R&B taking over the mainstream. And I guess one thing to attribute, I keep saying decline and the death in this story, but I don't think it's that. I think it's evolve and change into something else. Pop music today is mostly focused on negativity, depression, darkness. And it's understandable, you know, when there's tough times in the world, tough times in society, music reflects that. I wouldn't say that popular music has necessarily been dying, but like I said, evolving to a new context, and especially in the internet generation, right?
I have a random question. Is it a bad thing if pop music as a genre dies and, you know, is replaced by a different kind of genre? I'm not saying that to somehow belittle pop as a genre, but like, for example, there is that rock and roll era once upon a time, right? And rock sort of like died as well to a certain extent. I don't know, people say that rock is dead now. I disagree, but I have to admittedly say that, you know, in terms of in the mainstream consciousness, rock is no longer, I guess, as pervasive compared to before, right? So is there a possibility of pop, you know?
Is it a bad thing, you say?
Yeah, is it a bad thing? And, you know, and should we somehow accept the fact that maybe pop is no longer as catchy and as relevant compared to people? I mean, maybe this is a new age of R&B and hip hop.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm completely fine with that. It won't be fine for us if pop does die, you know, but it wouldn't be fine for the labels and the industry players and, you know, the money makers of the music industry, you know. Commercial pop will always follow a certain pattern that appeals to the broadest audience possible, you know, to generate revenue. It has nothing to do with the quality of the music, just the potential profitability of it, like how, you know, comic book movies sell more tickets at the cinemas than art house movies, or how romance and crime novels sell better than literary fiction, right?
I think slightly one thing cynical we have to there, but I mean, huh? Slightly cynical there, but it's okay. I mean, I understand where you're coming from. In terms of, at the end of the day, it's all about the profit margin, right? Yeah, it's all about making money.
And I guess we're only thinking about this way because we are enthusiastic about music, right? Mm. But I think one thing to remind ourselves and to remember is that most music consumers are not music enthusiasts at the end of the day. They listen to what rocks their boat, and it's fine with them, and it should be fine with us. but yes, pop music, I don't know. What do you think it'll sound like in 10 years? very broad question.
Yeah, very broad question. I mean, if you were to ask me to project, I would probably think that, you know, I think Billie Eilish's style of pop music is different, like in a way that it's not as catchy, but at the same time, it's catchy, but sometimes kind of broody as well. So I can imagine pop music sounding a bit more like that in the future.
I think it'll be evolution of style. So 10 years from now, R&B, Latin music, Latin music, right? That's something I want to touch on. Despacito, it's a pop tune, but it's Latin flavors.
Yeah.
And exactly. It's a Latin tune at the end of the day, and it's really made mainstream. You know, country music is another thing. Taylor Swift popularized her early music, at least, was mostly rooted in country styles, yeah. And she turned to pop. So I think it'd be an evolution of these different genres rather than pop being a umbrella to describe something.
Maybe a song like that song, Lil Nas X,
yeah, Old Country Old Town, Road, yeah. Old Town Road, Old Country Road.
I'm not too sure.
Something like that. Yeah. We're asking you on the program today, what do you think pop music would sound like in 10 years? And is pop music dying, in your opinion? You can tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Okay, before we go to our next segment, we have a tune that... So what? I never thought this man could put out music like this, but my former guitar hero, well, not former, he's still my guitar hero, John Frusciante of... who just rejoined Red Hot Chili Peppers, actually. Late last year or something like that.
Okay.
Went on a very interesting tangent. He's putting out electronic music now under John Frusciante, his own name. This is off a forthcoming album called Maya, which is a tribute to his recently deceased cat. Just listen to this song and let me know if you like this kind of John Frusciante, because I find it interesting, but...
I was also surprised.
I'm still surprised right now. But let's see. Tell us your thoughts. This is John Frusciante, new one from him, electronic tinged track called M of Bow. Enjoy this right here on the Pulse BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.